Town officials quickly approved measures asking state taxpayers to replace lost property tax revenue, waived some business license fees, and agreed to hire a lobbying firm, but other issues may take longer. Paradise Irrigation District's water remains unsafe to drink, that's according to spokeswoman Mickey Rich. She said extensive testing will soon take place. The utility plans to prioritize finding and removing contaminants from lines along Skyway. She said workers are still restoring service to homes left standing. Repairs have been slow due to extensive damage. Debris removal is another major headache. With the deadline to sign up a week away, fewer than half of property owners have signed up for the state's debris removal program. That's according to Eric Lamoureux, a spokesman for the Governor's Office of Emergency Services. Paradise resident Tom Kelly said the deadline should be extended.
The disaster is the largest in the history of the United States since 1918, so somebody's going to have to cut some slack here.
Those declining the service must have the same work done to the same standard. Either way, some cleanup costs are covered by insurance. Costs beyond policy limits are picked up by taxpayers under the state program. Under the alternative program, property owners are stuck with whatever insurance doesn't cover. Some have been reluctant to sign the required right-of-entry forms, which protect debris removal contractors from litigation. Those declining both will have bigger problems. Debris removal will happen anyway, likely by the same contractors, with officials billing property owners through tax liens. On the thorny issue of parcel sizes and living in an RV or trailer during reconstruction, the council punted. Mayor Jody Jones said she was warned by FEMA that an ordinance could jeopardize aid and postpone discussion to an unspecified future date. Mark Albert, North State Public Radio News.